T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course, our man Don Bailey Jr. was there calling the action alongside Joe Zagacki. DBJ joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Don, first and foremost, I thought that just a hair under 16,000 was a pretty good crowd for a UM spring game. How did you feel about the turnout and the atmosphere?
I think it's fantastic. I think it just shows that the fan base believes in this program. It shows that Mark Richt is embracing Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County and all Hurricanes. And I think there's a lot of residual effect from that Virginia Tech game last year, the Notre Dame game, the people that came there. And it's nice to see that everybody's able to come out and enjoy themselves. And I hate to tell you, but there was games I played in my career at UM when we were hoping for 16,000.
I bet, so yeah.
It's a big step, you know?
No question about it. And Don, before we get to some of the really good stuff that I saw out there on Saturday, let's start with everyone's biggest concern, I think, about this team, and that's the offensive line. Do you see the horses and the depth there? What's it going to take for these guys to be ready to dominate come September?
Well, I don't know that dominate's going to happen, you know, just on the offensive line part of it. I don't know that, in all honesty, Miami's ever had a dominating offensive line. I think that's a very, very hard place to get to. I see a lot of improvement in Tyler Gautier, the center. He's really trying to lead this football team and that offensive line. I think Tyree St. Louis has made a nice switch from right to left. Is he, you know, the marquee left tackle in the nation? No. But he's certainly athletic enough, and he's been in it enough, been enough battles enough to know how to play that position. You know, you've got a new face. You went from a guy that played in 40-something games in Darling last year to a guy that hasn't ever started the game in Yair. And he's a big-bodied guy that needs to get reps. And I think Navon Donaldson is right on schedule. You know, I believe they felt that he would be able to help him at right guard last year, and that they'd move him to right tackle if the opportunity presented itself this year, and it did. You know, it's important for him the next 3 practices and all of the offseason until we start summer and fall, you know, to get himself in shape. But he can bump out the right tackle, and then you probably hope he develops enough to bump him over to left tackle. And, you know, you still got a new face at right guard. So this offensive line, in short, Alex, they're getting coached well. They're getting taught the proper techniques. There's a lot of desire there, but you lost a lot of experience, and you've got a new face at right tackle, a new face at right guard, a new face at left guard, and a new face at left tackle. I don't care if you go to the National Football League. That position takes time to gel. It's a communication position. It's a timing position. And you've got 4 new faces in 4 places that are brand spanking new. So I'm not alarmed about it, but because I know the, you know, Coach Searles does a great job, and they'll get it put together.
Don Bailey Jr. joining us here on WQM. I mean, Don, I think that there are not a whole lot of examples of it, but probably the closest thing we've ever had, at least that I can remember, to a dominant offensive line. You could probably put like the 2000-2001 group in that category with Joaquin Gonzalez, Bryant McKinney, Romberg, Shirko. I thought that was probably because, you know, they kept Dorsey's jersey clean for, you know, basically 2.5 years. That was probably the closest we had to dominance.
I think that was, when you look at pure talent level, you know, like Brett Romberg went on and had a fantastic career in the National Football League. Joaquin Gonzalez was a walk-on. So it's not like he was some five-star guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't some five-star guy that came in. You know, I think there was a guy named Damon Neely that played on that offensive line. It was, you know, certainly did a good job for us. And then now Bryant McKinney, now that's an elite football player. You got You got Vernon Carey. That's an elite football player. Miami has never had a, that was, I agree with you. That was one of the best. And, but those times have come few and far between for the University of Miami at that position. But I can tell you, if you look at it, they're recruiting to get to that level. They are the guys that have come in, the staff kid who came in from this year, number 51, he looked good to me. You know, listen, Navon Donaldson's an elite guy. He's come in, and let him have some time to adjust. Gaultier has developed into a very good center. It looks like he's going to be an NFL prospect to me. But, you know, those guys also, you have to remember, when you're talking about that offensive line from 2000 and 2001, 2002, they had some pretty good running backs.
Yeah, that's true.
That made them look pretty good. And they had a pretty darn good quarterback that made them look pretty good. So, and they had a pretty good defense that made them look pretty good. There was, you know, what they have, 45 takeaways one of those years, I think it was. It was a crazy number. So, you know, there was a lot of things going right, but it'll pull together. You know, that position's a hard work position, and all those guys are working hard, and their position coach works hard. And it'll come together.
And Don, let's talk about this year's crop of quarterbacks. You know, I know fans were thrilled to, you know, to get to watch Malik Rozier out there again, but especially to get to watch a couple of guys they haven't really seen in N'Kosi Perry, the redshirt freshman who got a lot of work on Team Sofer, and Jaren Williams, the true freshman, got some work as well. Did anything really stand out to you about the quarterback play on Saturday?
I think couple things, you know, let's take Malik out of it, but I think you realize that N'Kosi Perry needs work. You know, I mean, he came in late last year, meaning right before fall camp, and he's gotten better. I think you notice that he got bigger. He certainly can run the football. He certainly makes it look like that's a very natural act for himself. And you know, I think overall he's gotten a lot better from what I saw in August of last year. And then Williams, I mean, he's here, you know, he's been on campus 3 months and he had an 11th practice. I think that guy has certainly got talent. He certainly has arm talent, and he looked comfortable to me. So, you know, that position's coming along, and nothing beats that position better than experience. And that's what both those young guys are gaining.
Yeah, Don, I saw a couple of carries from Lorenzo Lingard at running back where I thought, man, like you can tell this guy is built like an upperclassman. He didn't really run like a true freshman, like an early enrollee. Is he so far, not just based on the spring game, because he didn't put up huge stats or anything, but what you've seen out of Lingard in the spring game and also all the practices and the other scrimmage you've watched, how do you feel about how ready he's going to be to really contribute year one?
I think he'll be I think he deserves, you know, the four or five stars that he got. You know, he's speedy. And I think his ability to catch the football has not been talked about enough. You know, the thing that if you're going to play for Coach Brown, you got to make sure that you block. You got to make sure you know your assignment. And there's some things that he has to learn. But, you know, he's also got to get a feel for the game. You know, now, as fast as he is, he ran by a whole lot of folks coming out of high school, but there's not many guys on that defense that he would outrun on a normal basis. So, you know, there's a speed. He's got to catch up speed wise, but he's got it. You know, he's got it. You can see it. You see it immediately. And it's nice to have that issue. You know, you see the difference between DJ Dallas last year. We were all enthralled with his athleticism, but now he's the same athlete, but 20 pounds heavier. And you see what a difference that makes. So I think Lingard's going to be a heck of a football player, and I'm glad he's wearing the orange and green.
Yeah, Don, a couple of players who really jumped off the page in the spring game were a couple of freshmen. We'll start on the offensive side of the football. That receiver, Brian Hightower, it was funny, Don, because anytime there was a big catch made down the field, I'd look for the number, I'd look at the roster, and it seemed like it was Hightower every time. How much did he impress you?
A lot. He impressed me, you know, originally when I was at practice the first day, and I was impressed by his size. I mean, he's big. He's listed as a 6'3 guy, 200 pounds, and he is that. And the thing is that I think that people got to really appreciate now, the fans, is the development that's going to happen you know, having him here, he went through the mat drills and he's going to go through a whole spring. And now he's going to be back in that weight room. He's going to be back on the nutrition plan. He's going to get even bigger and probably, you know, they'll lose some body fat and gain some muscle. And this is the beginning of what you just saw with him. He's going to get the bigger and the stronger and the jump higher and feel more comfortable. But one thing you can figure out when you watch him, he can run, he can jump, and he can catch. And he's got great size. So that was no fluke right there. You could expect him to do a lot of that next season.
And the other one that was no fluke, because if anybody's been listening to this show for the last couple of weeks and you've been reading the Hurricanes blogs and reports that come out of practice, Greg Rousseau at defensive end, Don, stepped up again. This is a freshman that is he looks like a grown man. He plays like a grown man at this point already. Another 3-sack performance on Saturday. He had 4 sacks in the previous scrimmage in the spring, had a couple of tackles for a loss as well. Are you impressed and surprised to see him stepping up so fast so early?
Well, surprised, no. Impressed, yes. I mean, when you really look at him, and I always go to the one-on-one pass rush drills at practice. You know, that's a diehard like myself is going to go there. He is just scratching the surface. As impressive as everybody was with Hightower, on the offensive side and the plays that he made, you have to be equally impressed, if not more, with Rousseau. And I can tell you, that kid's just getting started. You know, he was a guy that came in, and I think he's put on 20 pounds since he got here. But the height number at 6'5", 6'6", is real. You know, the speed and the ability to bend around the edge is real. And this is just pure athleticism now. He doesn't have, you know, a pass rush down. He doesn't have counter moves down. They're not running many games on the front. And he's positively going to be a force. And, you know, you act to say, well, the Miami's offensive line looked like they need some work. Well, look what you're going against.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, part of it is we got a pretty darn good defense. And I'll say a lot of people make them feel better, I hope, is that if your offense is ever beating your defense in spring football, you got a problem.
And you know what? We've seen that happen. I can't remember a specific year, but you know, at some point within the last 5 years, I think we've seen it at a point where the offense looks ahead of the defense. That's not a good sign.
That is never good. I mean, go back as far as you want. I mean, I think Coach Rick made comment about it that, you know, he had record-setting offenses at Florida State, and I mean national records, and top-ranked offenses. He couldn't get a yard in the spring. The same thing at Georgia. Many times he said he had, you know, first round draft picks at running back, first round draft picks at quarterback. I can't get anything done in spring. So, you know, that's kind of the good sign. And I remember, you're right, it's been the last 5 or 6, 7 years. I was out at practice in the spring, and these guys are saying to me, "Man, we're running the football." I said, I just walked away. The guy just didn't a good sign. You know, this isn't what you want to see.
Now, yeah, a lot of times the spring game is like the exclamation point at the end of spring ball, but Miami actually has another week to go. They had to schedule the spring game a little bit early just so the stadium would be available. So keeping in mind we're not done with the spring yet, Don, but, you know, based on what you've seen over these last couple of weeks, how far away does this team look like they are from being fall ready? And I know that that's a relative question because you're never polished in the spring, but do you come away this spring feeling like this team is on the right track, they're on their way to being something special?
I do, and part of the reason, you know, I think with 3 more practices, I think you're going to feel better about Donaldson at tackle. I think you're going to feel better whoever's at right guard. You know, you're going to have some answers at backup positions at wide receiver. I think you're going to feel comfortable about the depth at running back because, listen, Homer's not going anywhere, guys. I don't care who they get back there. That guy works too hard and tries too hard, and there's going to be a spot for him. You know, defensively, you got to keep getting work at tackle. I'm sure they're not where they want to be at defensive tackle ever. I don't think they're ever going to be at that spot, knowing Manny Diaz. But, you know, the corners still need some work, but you're healthy. You're making big plays both offensively and defensively. You've gotten, you know, no discipline issues to speak of. You've got everybody excited about the indoor practice facility. There's confidence. You can tell that Mark Richt effect is that quiet confidence is coming into everybody. You talk to Shaq Quarterman and guys like that, and you're just so impressed with what they're doing, and everybody believes in themselves, and you know they're working towards a player-led team. And I keep seeing more than glimpses of it. I'm starting to see guys ask the questions to the older guys, how do you do this? How do we get to this point? And I think people are starting to believe in themselves. I mean, and that's really the biggest step is when they believe, the players believe that they're the best team in college football, then they usually play that way.
I love it. This man always does great work. Color analyst here on the Hurricanes Radio Network, former Miami Hurricanes team captain, the godfather of Hurricanes game day, Don Bailey Jr. Don, it was great seeing you out there at the spring game. And, you know, once we get the season started for real, that will be even better.
It won't be long, my man.
It won't be long. The way time flies, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.